Welcome to the Monday, April 30th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. During Friday's podcast, I mentioned the Oracle TNS listener vulnerability that was evidently not patched for existing versions of the Oracle database with April's critical patch update. Well, the latest word from Oracle is that this will remain the case for the foreseeable future. On the good side, however, we don't see up to now any real exploitation of this vulnerability. So if you do see any exploit attempts, please let us know. At this point, no scanning on the affected ports. As a precaution, please follow the advice provided in order to mitigate the vulnerability. And then a look at our diaries. Lorna posted about voice phishing or these fake tech support calls. We keep getting sort of anecdotal reports of these things, and we're trying to get a little bit a better handle on these voice phishing attempts to really figure out what they're doing and how common they are. As a result, we will be pushing live a report system pretty shortly, probably sometimes early this week. May already be live by the time you're listening to this podcast. This will allow you to report any kind of voice phishing or fake tech support calls. And we will use that data, of course, to then compile reports and to figure out what they're exactly trying to achieve. And Qualys, which runs the site SSL Labs, created a nice report based on the data they're collecting via SSL Labs about configuration errors of SSL servers that are tested with the site. Now, first of all, SSL Labs is a website. You can submit your own URL, and then it will test your site for SSL configuration issues. The number one issue they find is the defenses against the beast attack, which essentially means that sites don't support TLS 1.1 or later, or if they do support TLS 1.0, they do not give stream ciphers like RC4 preference. The overall result is that only 10% of the sites are configured completely correctly, so including defenses for the beast attack. Now, I would say the beast attack is not necessarily a high priority issue. There isn't really sort of any outside the lab kind of implementation for this attack, but there are a couple other troubling issues. For example, 40% of the sites tested did use insecure ciphers, so that's certainly a problem. About 35%, if I read the crash here correctly, supports SSL version 2.0, which is another problem. So there are still quite a few sites out there that really need some basic configuration help when it comes to SSL. Certainly do recommend that you do test your own site via SSL Labs, and I will include, of course, the URL in the show notes. Another issue we covered last week was a configuration problem with SpeedPort DSL modems delivered by German Telecom. If you're affected by this problem, which essentially results in WPS being enabled, even though the user interface shows it as disabled, there is now a firmware update available for you. Just check the support pages for the German Telecom. And then for some extra reading, Trend Micro published a nice blog post that also goes with a B-Sides talk that they gave about some of the HTML5 dangers. I don't really think all of this is as terrible as described here, in particular not as specific to HTML5, but certainly some valid ideas in that blog post. Overall, I in my opinion, it's just that HTML5 adds a lot more JavaScript capabilities. Really, HTML5 is much more about JavaScript than adding additional HTML tags. And with making JavaScript a more powerful language, of course, a lot of the issues we had with more powerful languages, like, for example, Flash, are now going right into the browser. So take a look at that. And again, as for some of the other links, it will be part of the show notes. Anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.